We'll come back to order. I have a motion, please, to come out of executive session into open session of the board.
So moved.
So moved by Michelle, seconded by?
Second.
Kevin, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? We have three board members who are currently across the hall in negotiations with the Teachers Association and should be joining us shortly. First of all, let me apologize for the delay. We normally start our meetings at 7:30. We met starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. The Personnel and Negotiations Committee of the Clinton Township Board of Education, we met with the members of the Teachers Bargaining Unit, their negotiating team. And I believe we will, I'm hoping that we have some good news to report a little bit later this evening. In addition to that, we, as a board, a full board, we're conducting a couple of interviews for the position of Board Secretary, School Business Administrator. And my understanding is that we will be making a recommendation later this evening to fill that position.
That is correct, sir.
Therefore, one last item before we get to the superintendent's report. As part of the principal's comments, we were very fortunate last week as a Board of Education to fill a vacancy that we had on the board. And this evening, I would like to introduce to the members of the community that are here this evening our newest board member, Kevin Malloy. Kevin, will you stand up so people in the audience can see you? And congratulations. Kevin naturally is a resident of Clinton Township. He has three young children, and the oldest of the three is attending, I believe, first grade.
Kindergarten.
I'm sorry, kindergarten here in Clinton Township. So we're very, very happy and pleased to have you on board as a member of the Board of Education. And Kevin, I'm going to be appointing you to the Facilities and Finance Committee. Okay. The other announcement I want to make is in reference to Kevin Sturgis, who is currently sitting on the Board of Education. With the resignation of Grace Hofig, who is the chair of our Facilities and Policy and Curriculum Committee, I've asked Kevin Sturgis to take over that responsibility, and he has indicated a willingness to do the same. So, Kevin, congratulations, I believe, are in order to be the chair of the Policy and Curriculum Committee. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
With that, we'll move on to the superintendent's report. Kevin?
Thank you, Mr. Dinkoff. Our enrollment report, 1,620 students as of November 1st. Suspension reports to date, since the last board meeting, we had one suspension, an eighth grade and in-school suspension. Our harassment, intimidation, and bullying report, HIB, we had one investigation at Round Valley School determined to be an HIB incident, resulting in a bus suspension and counseling. There are three investigations at the Clinton Township Middle School, two determined not to be HIB incidents, one determined to be an incident of harassment, intimidation, and bullying, resulting in in-school suspension and counseling. I'd like to start with our student achievement presentation by Ms. Bobby Philippe, our Director of Curriculum Instruction.
Mr. Carroll, excuse me. I thought we were going to do the school audit report first.
Oh, you know what, Mr. Calentano is here. You're absolutely right, sir. I'm jumping way ahead. I apologize, Ms. Philippe. Mr. Calentano is here, and I should have made that a bullet. As you can see, I jumped right down to the numbers. Mr. William Calentano is here to present the June 30th, 2011 audit, which contained, once again, no audit recommendations. Mr. Calentano, if you would like to come right to the mic.
That's okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming you want this to be quick. It's late, and you have a lot of things on your agenda. The superintendent was correct. There are no recommendations in the audit report. As far as my staff is concerned, everything's being done well, properly, according to the state requirements. What I like to do, and I've been invited here quite a few years, is to highlight certain things that are in the report that I think that should be informative to the board members, because it tells you a lot about the district. There's a lot of history in the audit report. There's a lot of information that could be misinterpreted also. Just passed around the room is a handout that I have in addition to the audit report. Quite a few years ago, members of the Finance Committee of Clinton Township Board asked me to kind of create an exhibit that corresponds to the audit report that is a little bit more meaningful, and hopefully the exhibit that I handed out tonight, it's been given out to all my school districts since Clinton Township requested it, and it's appreciated as far as what it means to each individual school district. The B2 audited exhibit, which is on pages 18 and 19, I see everybody has copies of their audit with them. I know you still have them at home and studying them. The B2 exhibit is basically your profit and loss statement for the year, if you want to refer to a school district having a profit and loss statement. But the first page of my handout basically is the B2 audit exhibit given back to you with comparative data from last year. And in this particular case, it's very, very meaningful for Clinton Township, because I'm not sure if all the taxpayers in town understand what happened in Clinton Township last year. If you look at the exhibit, the top half of the page is for revenues and the bottom half is expenditures. What I attempt to do is to show you where your money's coming from and how it's being spent and compare it to the preceding year. Now, real estate taxes did go up last year, $611,000. But if you look further down in the revenue section, the money that's given to Clinton Township from the state of New Jersey is down almost $1 million. Now, sorry to say, the taxpayers in Clinton Township will blame you, the board members, for increasing real estate taxes without knowing that the state of New Jersey did not uphold or adhere to the previous year's revenues that they had sent to Clinton Township. Taxes went up $611,000. State aid is down $982,000. As a matter of fact, when you did your budget for the year 2010-11, the anticipated state aid was down $1,456,000. Because of that, you had to cut expenditures. And you can see at the bottom of the bottom half of the exhibit, when I compare the current year to the preceding year's expenditures, basically all the numbers have brackets, a decrease in expenditures. That was your reaction to the reduction in state aid and still keeping tax increases nominal. Because of the actions that the Clinton Township Board of Education took last year, you can see where I have $29 million worth of revenues and $28 million worth of expenditures. Now we have an increase in surplus, which is the second page of my handout, which is basically a copy of our work papers given back to you. This is a six-year analysis of the Clinton Township surplus status. It looks like we have a lot of money at the end of the year, roughly $2,200,000+. And if you remember prior years when I gave my presentation, I tell you how much you have, then I take it away. At the top of the page, there's a number of $635,000 on the right-hand column. That's the amount of money that's included in the 2011-12 budget as an offset to taxpayer requirements. You gave back surplus to help offset the tax increases. That equates to 2.6 cents on the tax rate. Now, 2.6 cents really means $26 for every $100,000 of assessed values. I realize nobody has a $100,000 assessment, but if you multiply your assessment times that $26, that'll indicate the savings. One of the problems with Clinton Township being as wealthy as you are as far as assessed values, even though it's a large amount of money, the amount of $635,000 only represents 2.6 cents on a tax rate. There's a number of $130,900, $974. That's the amount of money that's been set aside for purchase orders that were issued at the end, near the end of the year, but the goods or services were not received by June 30th. We have to hold money aside for those purchase orders. We have money set aside for capital reserve purposes of $570,000, roughly. The $570,000, again, sounds like a lot of money, but you have to recall how much our total real estate values are that the school owns. Improvements needed. Usually, you try to get money from the state of New Jersey. The state now is only giving you 40% of the capital project's value. The $569,000 is used for the rest of the project value. So even though it shows a large amount of 569, considering the magnitude of some of your capital projects, that can be very easily used. Maintenance reserve, we have $50,000. It's specifically for that purpose, maintenance of your buildings. You have $62 million worth of buildings over the period of years at cost. The state, when they give you state aid to build a building, expect you to maintain it. We've put aside $50,000 a couple of years ago to help offset those costs. At the bottom, or right in the very middle of the page, I'm showing unrestricted free surplus, $876,000. We have to remember we're in Clinton Township. Your budget is about $24 million. $876,000, even though it seems to be a large number, at the right-hand column at the bottom, I'm showing a percentage of 3.76%. Assume you're income is $100,000 a year. The state says you can keep $3,760 in the bank for operating needs on an emergency basis. I'm using that because that's the percentage that you have based on expenditures. It appears to be a large amount of money, but again, we have to compare it to our budget. Our budget being $24 million. The $876,000 is really a small amount of money for emergency purposes, primarily because you have to remember, when do you do your budget? You're actually probably starting right now, putting together worksheets and whatnot. You'll begin working on your budget in January and February, gets adopted in April, but the school year does not really start until September. So there's a lot of unknowns when you're doing your budget. That's the money that's in reserve that's supposed to be in case you mess up on your budget. And I've seen many times, not in Clinton Township, but other school districts, because of the time frame, you have a very difficult time being exact on your budget. Other pages of interest, to me anyway. The C1 exhibit, which is on pages 51 and 56, nobody has possibly their documents with you, but I just want to identify a couple things. I commented initially on the state not keeping up basically with Clinton Township's needs. The C1 exhibit is basically your budget given back to you in the form of the board secretary's reports. Last year, the original budget had taxation of $22 million on a total anticipated revenues of $23. That meant the taxpayers and your anticipated revenues for the 2010-11 budget were paying for 94.5% of education in Clinton Township. State of New Jersey says they finance education 65% throughout the state. One of the problems living in Hunterdon County, it's not coming out here. We basically had to support our budget in Clinton Township 95% by taxation. The preceding year, I indicated where we lost $1 million in state aid. Taxation was roughly 89%. That's a big differential. It's like a 10% change from the preceding year that the taxpayers in Clinton Township had to absorb, if you will. Usually there's nothing new in our audit reports as far as different financial statements. Last year was the first year of a cafeteria in Clinton Township. I know some people in the finance department were not particularly happy with the results of the operation. I was, because it was a startup year. We ended up making a profit of $26,000 for the first year of operations. I don't know if you're aware of it, but in the management report that was submitted by us, you sold 100, well, actually not sold, you served 119,000 lunches last year for the first year in your program. And you had a lot of startup costs, so the profit next year should be a lot more than the $26,000 we're showing this year. The last thing that I feel might be of interest to the board members is the third page of my handout, which corresponds to the J4 audit exhibit. The J4 exhibit is on page 91. The J4 exhibit is 10 years worth of revenues and 10 years worth of expenditures, the actuals for Clinton Township. What I do with the third page of my handout is I pull out the middle 8 years and I measure the difference between the year 2002 to the year 2011 and show you what's happened here. Now, on real estate taxes for the operating account, we're up 57%. If you look down about five lines below it, state aid is down $501,000 for Clinton Township. The reason why real estate taxes are up, because the state of New Jersey has not kept up with your needs. As a matter of fact, if we had the same percentage for state aid that we had in 2002, taxation probably would have been down by $1,200,000, because the state would have kept up with Clinton Township's needs. Other items, now I'm showing an increase in special revenue grants from the state of New Jersey. Back in 2002, we received non-public aid for the students out of the district of $25,000. That has since increased, because we now have a Catholic school within our community, up to $217,000, which is the major difference in that area. So even though the state has given us more money, it's not coming into the school district specifically. Then you can see the areas of increase in expenditures, most of which are definitely under control. And they're under control primarily because of the fact that your large increase in real estate taxes because of the lack of state aid. And the final thing of interest is on page 93, and all that is a point of information more than anything else. Page 93 is the assessed values for Clinton Township, and I just wanted to identify what you have to do to impact the tax rate by 1 cent. For every $243,000 that you spend or budget for, it's 1 cent on the tax rate. Again, that goes back to my earlier comment. 1 cent as represents $10 on a $100,000 home. In closing, again, it's the same comment as I initially made. There are no recommendations. I think the school district is doing well, controlling costs and basically putting up with the shortfall that you're not getting from the state of New Jersey as far as state aid. You have to make up the difference on the amount of money that's not coming out here. There was another page, and I lied, I wasn't done. Page J5, which is on page 92. This is a miscellaneous revenue, and I think it clearly identifies what's been going on in Clinton Township School District as far as attracting outside revenue other than taxation to help offset the taxpayers' requirements. If you look at the year 2002, you had tuition revenue of $199,000. The year that just ended, we had $608,000 that we took in from outside tuition coming into the district. That's primarily other school districts. I live in Lebanon Borough. I know we send our 7th and 8th graders here, and happily so, because it saved us money also. But it's brought some money into you. But comparing $608,000 to $200,000 10 years ago is a wonderful effort. You are sharing services charges to other LEAs, which is Lebanon Borough again. For the at one time was the superintendent business administrator's position. We're taking advantage of Clinton Township, if you will, in Lebanon. We have building use rental income that we had very little in prior years. Last year we had $56,000. So things are happening here in a very business-like fashion. You're fighting the amount of state aid you're not getting. Yeah. You're going to alternate sources. And I commend you for it. All right, that's the last page I have. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Calentano. Do any board members have questions for Mr. Calentano? None at all. Thank you very much for your report, and thank you for your patience in waiting for us to get here.
Everybody have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Same to you. Sorry,
Kevin, you want to go to Bobby now? Actually, sir, to continue with my theme of batting out of order, I'd like to invite underproductive citizens, Barbara Marinelli, our Round Valley fifth grade teacher, and Renee Seeloff, our enrichment teacher, to do their presentation regarding the Camden service project.
I'd like to thank you, Mr. Carroll, and the board for all that you do. My name is Barb Marinelli. I'm a fourth grade teacher at Round Valley School. And it occurred to me about 2 weeks ago that we've been doing a service project in our district for over 25 years. And those of you sitting before me may not know anything about it. So I thought maybe I'd share a little bit, if you don't mind, take a few minutes of your time. Without the kindness of the principals, the bus company donating a bus, and a driver donating their time, this whole project wouldn't be possible. Many years ago, there was a project called Bridging Across New Jersey, where districts would adopt other districts to help them, whether it be educationally or just to make them a little bit happier. So we decided to start treating a school in Camden, where we consider them less fortunate, and we treat them every December with a bag full of gifts. About 140 students get a set of hat and gloves, a board game, a recess type ball, hats and books, coloring books, crayons, all in a gift bag, and we load it on a bus, wrap all the gifts first, load it on a bus and take it to Camden. And I thought maybe you would like to see what happens in the whole process. We take a Tuesday morning and all of the schools, Spruce Run, Patrick McGarren, Round Valley, we wrap gifts, so we do a little wrapping project All the gifts are wrapped. We put them all on the stage at Round Valley School. And luckily, we have principals willing to give us some time to package all of these things and a few teachers a day to take them to Camden. And when we get there, we load it all on an elevator, push a button, run up the steps, unload it. And a week or two later, they hand these out in a little celebration in Camden. Choosing Camden, more importantly, it's an area, a city where they can't drink the water. They aren't supposed to be bathing in the water. And so the best thing we can do is give them a little treat. And but I have some pictures to share with you if you have a few minutes so that you can see exactly what happens.
School Council has also gotten involved at Round Valley School. And one of the other things that we've done to expand the program is we do Bucks for Books. And so the students donate whatever they can. And last year, we were able to purchase a book for 199 students. And in addition to that, we were able to provide a gift card of $75 for the school to buy additional books as well. So here is what it looks like. Maybe.
Oh, please. So I'd like to thank you for allowing me to do this project and thank the principals for allowing us to take the day to take the gifts down. 27 years is a long time, and I'm hoping for many more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Board of Education and everyone here, including the principals and all of the parents and people from the community, I want to thank you two ladies. I don't know if our children realize how fortunate they have it to have teachers in this district who think it's important for our children to learn more than just what they can get out of books or slides. The experiences that they gain by helping to put these gifts together and seeing the slides and seeing you down in Camden delivering the material is truly wonderful. And again, on behalf of the board, I would like to thank you for all that you do for our children and the valuable lessons you teach our children about sharing and giving to other people and doing volunteer work. The two of you are excellent examples of what we want our children to grow up to be like. So thank you very much.
Thank you for that, Mr. Dinkoff. I'd just like to follow up by saying, you know, there's a lot of talk about self-esteem. And when you look at the research regarding self-esteem in the United States especially, you'll find a lot of people with self-esteem who are currently incarcerated. And really what they figured out was there are a lot of people out there who have a sense that it wasn't me, it's somebody else, I deserve better, and so on. And that's what they equated with self-esteem. And what Barb and Renee just shared with us is self-worth. And so much different. When you talk about a productive citizen, that is exactly what our teachers are doing day in and day out, role modeling for our children and giving them experiences for that, not just in their classroom and in their school, but as you can see, for the community and for the greater good of New Jersey. So thank you again, Barb and Renee. Wonderful project. 27 years, it's a drop in the bucket. What? Another 27, easy. Thank you again. And now we will start back with Ms. Philippe and her presentation on our NJS scores.